Yeah, welcome in. Welcome back to another episode of the Format Podcast. Got a pretty interesting show for you here today, and I'm starting to believe people just say things just the same. Like, they can't possibly believe some of the things they say. But yeah, we'll get to George Karl and his incredibly, I don't even know what to call it, statement. But before we get to that, you know what time it is. If you're here on YouTube and you haven't already, please make sure you go ahead, click that like, that subscribe, that notification bell. Make sure you're kept up to date whenever we drop new content on the channel. If you want the audio only version of the podcast, open up your audio podcast platform, hit the search bar, type in The Format Podcast, and we should come right up. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you give us that like, that five-star review, and drop a comment. All that stuff helps us rise in the algorithm, helps us find more sports fans, helps more sports fans find us. And finally, make sure you write it down, put it in your phone, set an alarm, do whatever you got to do to remember. Saturday nights at 7 p.m., we are live here on the Format Podcast, and we'll give you the opportunity to call in, talk to us, get at me. I love it. I can't wait. All right, so as I mentioned in the opening, George Karl said something absolutely amazing. And before we get to that, who is George Karl? George Karl is obviously he's a Hall of Fame, former NBA coach, coached for a number of teams, coached the Seattle Supersonics, coached the Milwaukee Bucks, coached Sacramento Kings, Denver Nuggets. But mainly he's known for coaching the Seattle Supersonics, and he took them to the 1996 NBA Finals against the 72 win Chicago Bulls, which is widely regarded as one of, if not the best team of all time. And that was a really outstanding Seattle Supersonics team that he coached, that had Gary Payton, Hall of Famer, All Pro, All NBA power forward that year, Sean Kemp, who is one of the most athletic forwards we've ever seen in the history of the game when he was at his peak. Interesting enough, since apparently they didn't have athletes back in the 90s, but that's a different thing. But yeah, and the team was incredibly deep with guys like Detlef Schrempf and Nate McMillan and all that. So really outstanding team, coached them to the finals, but like everyone else who faced Jordan in the finals, could not get the job done. Jordan and the Bulls win that series 4-2. And of course, like everyone else who faced Jordan in the finals, could not even reach a game 7. So that is what that is. But yeah, George Karl, really good coach, also coached the Denver Nuggets. I believe with Carmelo Anthony, I think he was the coach of that team that went to the Western Conference Finals in 2009 with Chauncey Billups and Carmelo Anthony. Really good coach there, really good coaching job. But yeah, I don't think he was ever able to get a championship as a head coach, but still obviously a Hall of Famer. So anyway, George Karl is recently, he was on the Iconic Sonics podcast with longtime Seattle media member Jason Puckett, and they were talking about different things, different players, current NBA, so on and so forth. And he, being George Karl, said something that completely and utterly shocked me. And this is where I say, I wonder if people believe a lot of the things that they say, right? Like the other day, Paul Pierce talking about how if LeBron wins this fifth championship this year, he'll be the undisputed GOAT. And it's just like, I don't know. And this is not about LeBron. It's just in general, like people say amazing things and you wonder, because it's just so out of bounds, some of the things they say. Like, can they possibly believe this? Or are they just looking for attention? George Karl doesn't strike me as the type of dude that ever just, wow. Sorry, a little distracted. I got the Celtics Heat game on the other monitor here, so I keep looking over there. Just saw Duncan Robinson bury a big three coming off the curl. But anyway, yeah, you wonder if people believe all of the things they say, because some of the things they say just are utterly ridiculous. But let's go ahead and listen to George Karl's comments here, and then we'll come back and unpack it, because it's something. So this clip is almost about 3 minutes long. This is from the Iconic Sonics podcast, so hang in there. But he said some really interesting things. He's talking about Jokic, and he also makes some reference to Sabonis, not being Domantas Sabonis. Well, later he talks about Domantas Sabonis in the clip, but earlier on he talks about Domantas' father, Arvydas Sabonis, who, when, and I've talked about this before, you often hear, oh, we've never seen anything like Jokic before. Yes, we have. We've seen Arvydas Sabonis. Now, the problem is we didn't see prime Arvydas Sabonis, because when he was in Lithuania at that time, that was prior to the breakup of the Soviet Union, and he couldn't, he wasn't able to leave and come to the United States and play, I guess, unless he had tried to defect. But it's probably pretty hard to defect when you're like, you know, 7'3" tall, right? Hard to hide and fit in so you can sneak onto a plane. But anyway, Sabonis, he was everyone talks about how incredible he was, how athletic he was, what an incredible passer he was. And he was basically Jokic before Jokic. But again, unfortunately, we didn't get to see him. But anyway, let's hear what George Karl has to say, then we'll come back and talk about it.
I don't know how much you know about me. I think Jokic might be the best basketball player I've ever seen play basketball.
He's incredible.
I mean, he makes the game of basketball, which is really hard, look easy. And it's not easy. He makes the game of basketball simple. He makes guys better. He understands the intricacies of little things and the importance of little things in winning games. Sabonis was more talented, more skilled, more athletic in his younger days. Jokic doesn't even look like he's an athlete. And I think he tries to play with the game. He tries to make the game easy. Sometimes our NBA guys want to make the game hard. Jokic is incredibly good. And because of that, I think he's probably better than Sabonis. I played Sabonis when he was in Europe, and I recommended him to everybody. He's a winner. He's tough-minded. And his son now is a poor man's Jokic.
Yeah, he's a great player.
And I don't know if Sabonis will ever win in Sacramento big, but I love watching him play too.
Yeah, I'm with you on Jokic. He's a beautiful basketball player. Like when I watch him play basketball, I mean, that's how the game's supposed to be played, right? You hear this phrase all the time, and it's a cliche. You can pick any sport, right? They X plays the game the right way. And when I watch Jokic play, it's just he plays the game the right way, because what makes that sport beautiful is five people in concert together moving without the basketball, a flow to it, and kind of organically playing. And they do it as well as anyone. And he's just so – his vision is just unreal. It's remarkable. He's the best vision in the NBA. It's not even close.
Yeah, I mean, we say he's a top five passer in the game. We're meaning all players, not just centers.
Right, exactly.
And he loves making other guys better. He doesn't want the spotlight. How many times we watched the NBA AAU player go selfish because he wants the spotlight? Jokic would rather play 25 minutes and have a triple-double and rest in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about all-star games. He doesn't care about points. All he cares about is winning and making his teammates be good. He's special. He's special. We're blessed in Denver to have him.
Okay, so George Karl said a lot there. The first thing that I thought was utterly, utterly absurd was he may be the best player I've ever seen play basketball. Like, I totally get it. We love the way Jokic plays. He plays in a way that's unselfish. He plays in a way offensively that is super well-rounded in terms of skill set. He doesn't appear to be padding stats. Get all that. But come on, man. We got to stop with this prisoner of the moment, this recency bias, talking about Jokic may be the best player you've ever seen play basketball. George Karl, you're what, in your 80s now? So that means you have seen prime Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jokic not better than him. You've seen prime Will Chamberlain, Jokic not better than him. You've seen a lot of other guys. I'm going to get into that shortly. Just bigs from the 90s, which I believe is the greatest big man generation of all time. Jokic is incredible, no doubt. But a lot of the things that he's doing are, again, part of the condition of the modern NBA. Now, he doesn't have a whole lot of big man competition to deal with. That's one. Number two, if he played back then, he wouldn't be allowed to play the way he does. So there's that. Now, yes, is he super skilled? Yes. Is he able to shoot the three? Yes. Is he an outstanding passer? Yes. But when we talk about the passing, right? Is he for sure a better passer than Bill Walton? Bill Walton is one of the greatest big man passers ever. We can't say for sure that he's a better passer than Bill Walton. We can't say for sure whether he's a better big man passer than Arvydas Sabonis that we just heard George Karl talking about. So yes, Jokic is special. Jokic is outstanding. Jokic is a two-time MVP. Jokic is now a champion. He's a finals MVP. He is putting up historical numbers. He's done amazing things, no question about it. No disrespect to Jokic, but we can't be so quick to jump and put guys into this GOAT argument. Like, even as a big, who in their right mind is going to take Jokic over Tim Duncan? That just sounds silly. Prime Jokic, prime Tim Duncan. Is that even a discussion? Like, that's absurd. We look at Jokic right now this season, and we're paying attention to what he's doing. And I'm just going to talk about the playoff run. So far, two games through the playoffs, Jokic is averaging, 29 points, 29 and a half points. Let's see. Sorry, got the numbers up. 29 and a half points, only 1.5 turnovers, 16 rebounds, 8.5 assists. But here's the crazy part. 89% from the free throw line, 43% from three-point land, and 62% field goal percentage. So super, super efficient. And he's doing this most of the time being guarded by Anthony Davis, who is widely regarded as one of the better defenders in the entire league, if not one of the best big man defenders in the entire league. So he's doing all this against an elite defender, but Jokic has this ability to get to his spots and pick his spots, and he has tremendous court vision. So I'm not trying to take anything away from Jokic, so please don't take it that way. I'm sure some people are going to say, oh, you're just an old head hater, but that's not what it is. What I'm saying is, often we have to look at the context under which things are happening and look at the conditions which allow it to happen. Is the player outstanding? Yes, the player is outstanding. But when we start talking about best player you've ever seen play basketball, man, hold up. That sounds ridiculous. Now, Jokic, again, is doing incredible things. But let's go back. I know some of you are going to say we're done with the 90s, but I'm not done with the 90s. And the 90s is the best big man era of all time. So I'm going to show you some of these bigs, and I'm going to tell you how that would go against Jokic, because this is the problem, right? Let's check it out. All right, so here is Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. I always say he's the most underrated big man ever. In my estimation, he's the best big man ever. And the closest thing we have to him in the modern NBA is Joel Embiid. And what? Joel Embiid eats Jokic alive. Second guy, David Robinson, elite athlete, super strong, super quick, super fast on both sides of the ball. He had perimeter game offensively, and he was a tremendous defensive player, so Jokic would have to deal with that. Patrick Ewing, tremendous defender, not quite as quick on the perimeter, but outstanding, and Jokic would have to deal with that. Alonzo Mourning, one of the strongest guys, pound for pound. Before the kidney injury, he was an outstanding offensive player throughout his entire career, outstanding defensive player. Mount Mutombo, second all-time on the block shots list. Outstanding defender, would completely lock up Jokic. And of course, Shaq, and I'm just showing you Lakers Shaq here, but Orlando Shaq was no joke either. But Lakers Shaq was completely and utterly unstoppable, and there would be absolutely nothing Jokic would do with him. He probably would get fouled out pretty quickly trying to deal with Shaq. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, all of this stuff we talk about with Jokic, yes, Jokic is great. Yes, Jokic is former two-time MVP, probably a three-time MVP after this season is over. But at the end of the day, one of the things I always talk about, your competition has to matter, right? Your competition has to matter. And for those of you saying, well, those guys couldn't guard Jokic, well, here's the problem. Jokic, if any of those guys step out, he's not quick enough to put it on the floor and blow past them, right? So Olajuwon can deal with Jokic on the perimeter. Young Alonzo Mourning could deal with Jokic on the perimeter. David Robinson definitely could deal with Jokic on the perimeter. I don't know if I would send Shaq out there, but regardless, or Mutombo, but all these guys would give Jokic a hell of a problem, especially if Jokic decides he wants to try to come and post up or do anything on the low block. That wouldn't be happening with these guys. And then on the other side, how is he going to have the energy to be trying to run point? That's if he had a coach that would have allowed that back then. How is he going to have the energy to do it when his legs are gone from dealing with all those elite big men we just talked about? This is what we have to talk about. It's a different level of physicality, a different level of conditioning, a different level of upper and lower body strength. So again, we're not taking anything from Jokic, but a lot of what Jokic has been able to do is because of the era that he plays in. And so now when you go back and look and you say, well, he may be the greatest basketball player I've ever seen play, I'm thoroughly astounded from a guy that's been around the game this long. Played the game, I think, at high level in college, and obviously coached multiple teams to conference championships and to the NBA Finals, and is a Hall of Famer. Like, this is just an absurd statement. Again, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who says things just to say them, but it's confounding to me that he could actually believe this. And that's, I was just talking about those bigs from the 90s. I'm not even now talking about your Tim Duncans. I'm not talking about your Kobe's. I'm not talking about, obviously, your Michael Jordan's or your LeBron's. Like, how you can say Jokic is better than those guys? Okay, if you say Jokic has a more complete offensive toolkit than LeBron, I'm cool with that. But being all-time great also does have two sides of the ball, and Jokic don't play the other one, okay? He doesn't. Let's be real here. I'm sure some analytics nerds are going to talk about how the analytics say that Jokic is an outstanding player. I think like last year or the year before, there was some absurd statement saying like defensively the analytics tell you Jokic is a better defender than David Robinson. Some utterly ridiculous nonsense. I think I did a show about it. And, you know, basically that tells you analytics lie. There's no way you can tell me that. There's just no way. And so I just wanted to, I couldn't believe it. I don't know how popular this podcast is, the Iconic Sonics podcast, but I heard this. I think I heard about this on the Dreamers Pro Show. Shout out, Charles. And it definitely made me want to do the research first and then get on here and talk about it because, yeah, it's utterly ridiculous. I can't believe, again, that George Karl would fix his mouth to say something like this. But clearly, you know, people say things and everyone has the right to say things and First Amendment, this America, Jack, right? But yeah, so leave your comments in the comment section. I want to hear from you and I definitely want to know what you think about George Karl's comments saying that Jokic may be the best basketball player he's ever seen play basketball. And I would also like your comments on my thoughts on how difficult it would be for Jokic to be going against the 90s bigs and you know, how that would affect what he is able to do as a basketball player. Leave your comments in the comment section. Can't wait to hear from you. I'll be back next episode, and I'm out. Peace.